The four Gospels, quite often we find stories of Jesus calling some people to follow him, his disciples, his apostles, then call them apostles, 12 of those. And, you know, Matthew was working as a tax collector, and Jesus called him, "Follow me." Peter and others, they were fishermen, and Jesus called them, and they followed. Most of the stories tell of the success of Jesus calling and them following. Today, we see the story of someone who did not follow Jesus. A good man, we might believe, for what he said. Coming to Jesus, he asked, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus says, you know, follow the commandments. And he says, "I have observed them my whole life. What else is needed?" And we might think, wouldn't that be enough? Knowing and observing the commandments? We can see that he wanted more closeness with God. He wanted perhaps to be, or to do the same as others had done before. Left everything and followed Jesus. And we heard the conclusion of the story when Jesus said, "Yes, there is something else you could do, but you have to go and sell everything you have. You have to let go of your possessions and then you can follow me." And then it is when he went away sad. He could not give up on what he had, his possessions. Which is, you know, kind of for us to try to understand. Most of the scriptures will talk about even somebody having some, becoming rich or having possessions or have, you know, there were signs in the scriptures, the Hebrew scriptures, or what we call the Old Testament, that would attest to God's blessings. To have many children would be a sign of God's blessings. To have many, you know, possessions, being rich, was a sign of God's blessings. Yet we also find the scripture in a way that God will always, you know, call those who had been forgotten. There are a few stories, for instance, that God promises. For instance, Abraham is the most people would know, it would be the first one, that God calls Abraham out of his place and tell him to go. "I will give you a promised land. And I will make your inheritance, you know, many, as multiply them. And your descendants, you will not be able to count them." He's telling this to Abraham, who was already, he and his wife, you know, advanced in years, and had no children. Just to show that, as the same thing as we heard in the gospel, for God, nothing is impossible. And when God does that, he calls, and in the eyes of everyone, they say, "Well, this is not possible." It's to show that God is the one doing the good things. It's inviting us to trust in that God more and more. Now, what should we do when we talk about being rich today? You know, I wouldn't say being rich would be the goal of someone's life, but having a comfortable life, being able to live without having to worry so much, you know, month by month, how to pay the bill, how I'm going to do this, how I'm going to do that. We know many people live that way. I would say more people live that way than in a comfortable life. But we, even those living that, they look for the day that would be different. As I said, perhaps not being rich, having many possessions, but at least being comfortable. Not to have, you know, to lose your sleep because at the end of the month you don't know how to make ends meet. The Lord is not criticizing richness, wealth. It is not criticizing that. The Lord, in this passage of the gospel, we can understand that He's saying, where are our priorities? What are the most important things, the essential things in our lives? For that man, he wanted to follow Jesus more closely, but in his own terms. He didn't want to sacrifice anything. I will follow you, Lord, but don't ask me hard things to do. And when the Lord asked him, be free of all your possessions, because those possessions, they were talking louder than God's call. And he could not free himself from all those. And he went away. What could be in our world, in our lives, those prized possessions that we don't let go no matter what? Most of those possessions are not, you know, gold or diamond or a huge bank account. There could be also some of our ideas that don't get us, I wouldn't say get us away from God, but won't get us closer to our brothers and sisters. There are many things that will distance us from them. But we will not let that go. I don't know, pride or what feelings will not allow us to do that. That's why we heard in the first reading about the wisdom that brings patience. The wisdom that will show in the time of Solomon, King Solomon, that will say, you know, riches and power, it all goes away. Only what comes from God, that will remain. Even if Peter says, yes, you know, since the story is a story of calling and responding to God's call, and his word is said, what about us who have left everything? Are we gaining anything in return? I don't know exactly what Peter was thinking about, if he would get more because he left his boat, he left his you know, behind his business, whatever he had. He left that behind to follow Jesus. Will we get anything? Well, the Lord says, well, there's no one who has left and God has not provided much more than was left behind. You know, 100 times more. And he says one word that is very interesting, with persecution, meaning perhaps we will not understand those reward here, but they will be granted no matter what. In a time when we can get so distracted, in a time when we are invited more and more to trust in God, to place our faith in God, I believe today's words, it's reaffirming that. If we leave our faith, or if we place our faith in the Lord, we know that anything that is trying to distract us, taken away from there, if we are focused only on the Lord, our faith will not be shaken. Might be shaken, but will not be destroyed. Anytime we will place our faith in things from this world and the wealth of this world, be that our own wealth, be that a person, be that, you know, just ideas, those things can be falling down. So time and again, I think those readings and past readings that we're seeing those Sundays, they are inviting us to come closer to the Lord, to center our faith in what really matters. God is essential in our lives. He is the one that nothing is impossible for Him. He is the one that will never disappoint any one of us. And there are instruments, of course, that God is using so that we can get closer to Him. But today He's telling us, you may follow all the commandments, but you might still have some treasures there that are keeping you from giving all of yourself in following the Lord. He's inviting us to check and leave all those things that perhaps are not helping us in following Him. We ask that God will give us the wisdom not to run away and say, I cannot give up anything, but trusting in Him that anything that we, in God's name, we have to give up, He'll give us back in return 100 times more in blessings in our lives. And may every day of our lives we feel that blessing close to us, as we want always to walk close to the Lord.